July 9th, 2014. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. I come to you once again as my Son permits to bring you the light of truth on the path of your salvation. I come to inform the uninformed, the misinformed, and even those who do not seek to be informed. My Son is not pleased when he sees the term obedience used as a means of manipulation and control. True obedience must arise from a heart full of holy love, never pursuing selfish ends or promoting a means of obstructing good. This is not of the Lord. Obedience to the truth is a treasure and must be treated as such. A good leader must never hold obedience over the heads of those in his charge like a noose ready to fall. A good leader has willing followers who obey out of eagerness to please. I inform you of these things with love. My Son allows that I return to you on the Feast of the Holy Rosary, October 7th, in the field of our united hearts, during the Hour of Mercy. I will meet you there. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 4, and 12 through 13. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For God is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure.